Welcome to the Peaceful Life Podcast. As promised from the title, I'm going to go over 20 ways that you can change the world for the better from your own little corner of the world. When we read the news, it's hard to feel empowered. Too much of the world's hatred can kill our optimism and our faith in humanity. But we can't give up, because then the haters have won. We can take action, big action, middle action, and micro action. If you don't know where to start, I'm going to give you some examples. 1. Tell all of your people that you love them every day. Let no one wonder about that. 2. Tell all of your animal companions that you love them every day. Address them by name. They understand. 3. Stop yourself from raising your voice in your own home. It hurts your children, your housemates, your partner, your animals, and it really hurts you. Innately, people respond to screaming with the fight or flight reaction. It rarely solves a problem. Anger begets anger. Abuse creates more abuse. Calm yourself and face your conflict with love. 4. Speak up when you hear someone post or speak hatred. You don't have to be angry, you don't have to fight them, and you won't change their minds. Peacefully question it and let them know it's not acceptable. 5. Tell someone in a marginalized class that they are wonderful, either personally or through a public shout-out. A woman, person of color, an LGBTQ community member, they need to hear it today. Everyone needs to hear it, but especially them. 6. Give to a charitable organization, not just money, but of yourself, of your time as well. Believe me, they all need volunteers. If you think you don't have the time, then install one of those apps that tracks how long you're on Facebook, and you'll see you have the time. 7. Question dogma. Dogma is defined as a principle or set of principles laid down by an authority as incontrovertibly true. Question those posts with no sources, no backup. Question what your parents, teachers, religious leaders have infused in you. Make up your own mind. Do your own research. Critical thinking is critical to survival and a peaceful life. 8. As stated in episode 11 of the Peaceful Life podcast, you are what you tweet. Be cognizant of what you're putting out there in the world, on social media, in personal conversations. Is it helping the world? Is it giving people hope? Or riling anger? Are you putting out positive energy into the world or negativity? I'm trying to set an example of a positive feed. It's not always easy, but it has changed my online experience and draws peaceful, positive people to my life. 9. Eliminate the hate and negativity from your life, even if it means cutting off relationships. Build a peace bubble around you and enforce it in your thoughts daily. Those who demean you, suck your energy, bring chaos into your life, don't belong in your peace bubble. They're not welcome. Stop responding to them. Stop hanging out with them. Stop living with them. Their negativity detracts from your spectacular life. 10. Give a person or company a positive online review for others to see. Tell them that their product, service, book, film, or podcast is appreciated. That helps so much more than you know, not only to garner more business, but to keep the momentum going in their hearts, knowing that what they're doing or creating or manufacturing, writing, and producing is making a difference to somebody else. 11. Give something of yours to someone else. We all have too much stuff. I mean, unless you're a monk living in a monastery, we all have too much stuff. I've made an effort to mindfully give away things that I don't need to someone who would appreciate them. I had dog treats that my dog didn't go for. They were too hard and his teeth hurt. So the treats went to a local shelter. My friend had an overabundance of irises, so she potted 10 of them and gave them to me for my front walkway. I was so grateful. I had boxes of envelopes from a decade ago that I just don't use anymore because I pay my bills online and I rarely send letters anymore. So I donated them back to the local office supply store that sells them individually. The proprietor was shocked and then offered me an unexpected credit on my account. Look around. What aren't you using and who can use it? But don't just anonymously donate it to a thrift store this time. Personally give it to someone who might need it or want it. 12. Stop working so hard and give your time to the people who need it and want it the most, your family. Remember the old saying, no one dies wishing they had worked more. 13. Let's resurrect pay it forward and start paying it forward again, or even backward. Do something nice for someone just because. Pay for the person's meal behind you in the drive-in. If you see an old woman paying for a loaf of bread with food stamps, buy it for her. If you're an artist, create something small of beauty, like painted rocks, and leave them around town for people to find. 14. And speaking of art, find positive ways to express your feelings, your love, your rage, your sadness. Create, create, create. Write, paint, sing, dance, plant. Creating is our superpower. 15. And while we're on that subject, support your artists, musicians, and creators who aren't famous yet. Share their work. 16. Be mindful and aware of what you choose as entertainment. You might think of those action films, video games, or true crime documentaries as a way to wind down, but think of how you're infusing those violent images into your psyche and into your spirit. 17. Take 5 minutes to close your eyes and send out love to the world, the entire world, even to those whom you oppose, those who bring us down, because more often than not, they're the ones who need it the most. Just 5 minutes a day, set a timer. Teach your children to do the same, and they'll learn compassion. 18. Don't support companies and industries that are killing the earth, the animals, and putting your health and well-being at risk. I'm not going to get on my soapbox right now, but the big four are big energy, big pharma, big healthcare, and big food. At the very minimum, be cognizant of what you're putting in your body and why. 19. Plant a tree. It's easy. It can be free if you follow number 6 and give of your time to an environmental organization. I'll say it again. Plant a tree. Planting one tree can help save our planet. 20. Believe in yourself. You have power. power. You own a place in this world. Don't believe you can't do something because you're only one person. Look at what kids are doing now. Greta Thunberg is taking on the world in environmentalism. Another child found a way to remove microplastics from water. Another started a clothes closet in his school, so no child has to be embarrassed about their clothing. If a 10-year-old child can realize his or her dream of changing the world, so can you. One person can be as powerful as 1,000. And here's a bonus tip. Please exercise your right to vote. Vote like the world depends on it, because it does. Thank you for tuning in, and remember, you are a spectacular human being. May every sunrise bring you promise, and every sunset bring you peace.